I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, across your region from Brookings South, any lakes standing out for a good bite?
Yeah, you know, we've had some pretty good walleye fishing in the Brookings area. Both East and West Oakwood have been putting out fish. I heard a few reports that it was kind of slow on the weekend, but since then I've talked to a guy. I mean, it's not super fast, but the fish are really nice. You know, a lot of fish in that 16 up to 20, and then quite a few fish over 20 inches being caught out there. So that would be a good bet. Sounds like a lot of these bites, it's a spinner crawler bite right now, spinner leech. We're kind of already into that summer pattern. Another good bite has been Brush Lake there, right at the corner of 14 and 81. And once again, over the weekend, I heard of a really nice limit of fish coming out of there, fish over 20 inches included. Fish were up shallow in 3-4 feet, and they were getting them on spinners. Lake Albert has been producing some walleye, once again, kind of a stealth fishery, but the fish that are nice. Also have heard a couple of reports coming off the Highway 81 lakes, and they were getting some big walleyes in the evening there two weeks ago. Sounds like it's a mixed bag now, walleyes, white bass during the day, and so that holds some promise. Also got a report on whitewood, and usually you don't get a report in the summertime, but it sounds like they're getting some of those walleyes that are over 20 inches out there. So that might be something to try. Thompson's been a little bit quiet lately. I would have to think that you could pick up a few fish out there, but really haven't heard much. Further south in the region, things have been kind of quiet. The Madison Lakes, a few scattered reports, but not much there. And then around Sioux Falls, I haven't heard much recently either, even though I would think that you could pick up some fish. I guess Diamond Lake down around there, I heard of a report of some walleyes coming off of there. So some pretty good fishing to be had around the region right now.
Say, Dave, when I talked to Brian, it wasn't part of the interview, but I forgot to mention that maybe some of these trout fisheries in northeast South Dakota or southeast, because of the heat, they're losing a few fish, and people shouldn't be alarmed, but it's just been an unusual May so far.
Yeah, you know, they had trout extravaganza in Brookings probably 2 weeks back right now. And I've walked by the pond recently and not seeing much action. So we might have lost those fish already. I would think some of the deeper waters like Dakota Nature Park East, you know, you're still going to have some trout in there. But, yeah, with this sort of heat, I don't think they'll last long this summer.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you. Now we travel over to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer. And right there, just west of Hamlin right away, or west of Esteline, Lake Ponset. Is that seeing a lot of fishing pressure?
Yeah, this last week was really nice. We saw a ton of people out there enjoying the nice weather between recreational boaters and fishermen. The fishermen that were out, it was hit or miss. Either guys got into a lot of fish or had just a handful of fish. They're still pulling out those typical 14 and a half inch walleyes, and we're beginning to see a few crappies here and there. So be interesting to see what we go into this weekend with the way the weather's looking, but definitely a good opportunity for fishermen to get out and catch an abundance of fish.
A couple Fridays ago, I had a chance to head over to Lake Albert and pitched some jigs along the shoreline and the Hogsback, and the class of fish, you have to work for them, but they really have a good class of fish in that lake.
Yeah, I had I spoke with a couple of people over in the Esteline area that were over there fishing, and I think they fished for an hour and a half, and they might have caught about a dozen fish, and they didn't get to keep a single one because they were all over 20, it sounded like. So you don't catch a ton of them, but the ones that you do catch are of nice quality.
Is Clear Lake by Thomas taking off a little bit in the evenings from shore again on that north side?
You know, I haven't seen a ton of action up there. Typically, the guys that I do find fishing up there are going to be, you know, your local residents of Watertown, just being a quick trip down. So, you know, the people that are fishing there, the success rate is fairly low, but there's still some nice quality fish in the lake, at least.
Way over on the west end of Hamlin, any fishing?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen anything over that way. I was over there a couple of, well, I think Sunday, actually, is when I was around there. Did not see any activity in that neck of the woods. So,
well, I know you're involved in the community, and a little quick plug coming up in June. You have festivities for the fire department?
Yeah, I am part of the Esteline Volunteer Fire Department, and we are going to have a fireman's dance coming up in June. So stay posted. We've just got all our advertising out for it, so that's going to be kind of blasting on the radios, and we're going to put some signposters up around Watertown in the Hamlin area. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer for the Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake talking to Jenny at Smith's Landing as far as fishing throughout the week from shore boat. Any fish caught?
From shore, we've had a couple walleye or smaller, otherwise a lot of silver bass. And actually, in the past couple days from boat, the bluegill have started getting caught, so that's been pretty exciting.
Do they get sizes that they keep or just catch them for fun?
Yes, they are keeping them. Yeah, I have a couple guests here that had, they didn't get their limit or they didn't want to keep their limit, but they had some good bucket fulls of them. So it was really nice to see.
No crappies or walleyes or perch mixed in with those bluegills?
I have seen a couple perch, so it has been kind of slow on them, but in the last couple of days when they're coming in, there's been some perch. Crappie hasn't been so much, but walleye, I think I had some guests yesterday that they had, when they came in, they had some nice walleye, and then the perch, and then they said they also caught like the silver bass and different fish too.
Have you seen or heard of any big largemouth bass caught?
Yes, the largemouth bass have still been getting caught, and you know they're staying over 4 pounds. So that's been pretty exciting for people on Big Stone also.
Well, Jenny up at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you. Now on the phone we have Colton Wingies from the 33rd Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingies Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament. And of course that's Saturday, June 9th at Lake Ponset. And how are you setting for teams so far?
Not bad at all. We got 18 spots left and we got 62 paid entries right now.
I think there was kind of a rush at the end, so maybe it's time for anybody on the fence to get their money in.
Yep, absolutely.
Can they go to your website, and do you have a available credit card with that now this year?
Yes, yep. If you go right to our website, click on the fishing tournament tab, and it'll prompt you to go pay through PayPal. You don't need a PayPal account. You can use any credit card that's available.
And that is at DakotaSportsman.com?
DakotaSportsmanInc.com.
DakotaSportsmanInc.com. Well, yep. As far as that, it's $12,000 in prizes, $3,000 of the first place team if the tournament fills. Is everything else pretty much the same as last year?
Yep. Same great door prizes and all the same good stuff.
And as far as the limit this year, are you going to put a 14-inch minimum on fish weighed in, or what are you going to do?
We've kept the 15-inch minimum like the lake had for years. We're going to keep that keep that going. So okay. 15-inch minimum.
Now, Colton, if they want to talk to you, how can they get a hold of you?
Yep, absolutely. They can call me at 520-1474.
And we'll keep track of the team numbers and report next week and inform the people. So, but as of now, about 18 openings, so hurry while there's still openings.
Yep, absolutely.
Colton Wingies, Dakota Sportsman Tournament, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, here's some additional outdoor information. The Fort Sisseton Annual Historical Festival is this weekend. In fact, it's June 1st through the 3rd. You can go to the GFP SD website for more information, or Camp SD, and that's a Fort Sisseton festival. Labor Day camping reservations in state parks open soon. They are opening up for camping reservations for the Labor Day, and that's campsd.com. And also coming up, besides the Dakota Sportsman, the Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Tournament, Saturday, June 10th, a $150 entry fee. And there's still events for that with an adult and a couple under 17. And the Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge is over half full. That's coming up Saturday, June 16th. You can call Adam Rennes at 237-9197. More information on that tournament next week. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lenzner. And how about just fishing the lakes close to Watertown? Anything steady or a good bite at times?
Pelican is still producing a few fish. There's guys still going out there, but it's started to slow down a little bit. Kapeska, the walleye bite has slowed down. White bass are still biting pretty good, and a few guys are picking up some crappies. Goose down there, still waiting to get the dock in, but guys are getting a few walleye down there. They seem to be decent fish out of there, just not a lot of them being caught at this time.
Dry Lake over by Florence, did they get the, is the ramp usable now in a dock out, do you know?
Yep, we got the dock in there. The ramp is there. I know there were a few guys there Saturday. They were catching a few fish, anywhere from that 12, 13 inches up to 17 inches. The water is a little shallow, but you can, there were some decent-sized bullets out there. So.
Well,
Grass Lake, yeah. A few guys are starting to fish up there. Test nets showed pretty good population of walleye in there. Bad thing is the water is pretty shallow, and it is difficult to get a boat into that one.
There's probably not a lot of access areas to fish from shore either, is there?
Not a whole lot, no.
So, but it's amazing that lake for as low and the vegetation in there that those fish can just hang on in a good population of walleyes.
Yeah, it surprised us that it's held on this long.
Yeah. Long Lake, a few fishing from shore boat?
A few guys from shore. I've seen a couple boats out there. Seems like it's been pretty hit or miss on there.
Nobody fishing walleyes on Stink, just north of Long Lake?
I haven't seen nothing on Stink, no. Nope.
Okay. Well, Kyle Lenzner out of the Watertown GF&P office, thank you. Now we travel up to Webster, South Dakota, talking to Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, and fishing in Day County. Is it pretty much the two big standout lakes?
Yeah, I would say right now, definitely most people are going either Wall Bay or Bitter Lake. Wall Bay had the better bite for quite a while. Over the weekend, I talked to a few people, and it was kind of a tough bite for some, but others were doing well. Now it sounds like this week, things are picked up again, so Wall Bay would be a good choice. And Bitter Lake, which has been a tough bite, now has, sounds like that people are starting to catch some walleye. So I expect, Bitter to be the probably the main draw here in the next week or two.
Are both Bitter and Wabay lakes having a creel census this year?
We have one on Bitter, but not Wabay. And you know, what we've seen on Bitter so far has been a pretty tough bite until, you know, I'd say Tuesday of this week, things started picking up a little bit.
As far as other area lakes up in the northern part of Day County or even Opitz, any word?
You know, I don't think we have a whole lot of pressure up on those. I've heard some smaller fish coming off of Opitz, some bass being caught up on Roy as well as Clear Lake. Maybe a few bluegills starting to bite on Clear Lake as well and South Buffalo. But overall, I'd say our pressure isn't that high on those lakes right now. Another lake, Old Blue Dog, is one that had a fair amount of pressure, but it sounded like that bite was pretty tough over the weekend. But there were a lot of boats out there, as well as the Rush Lakes, both South and North Rush, are seeing some pressure. And it sounds like they're getting a few fish, getting a few walleyes on those too.
As far as test netting lakes, are you still doing some work?
Yeah, this week we're out in Spink County on Cottonwood Lake out there, and things are looking pretty good out there, and as well up on Middle Lynn in Day County. And we didn't see a whole lot in our nets yesterday. It was the first day of that test of net survey, so hopefully things pick up a little bit more. And we know there's decent walleyes in there because that's one we've been spawning on the last couple of years, so we know those fish are there, just didn't catch them yesterday. Last week we were on Figures, as well as we came down and did there. The crew did some electro fishing on the Campesca pits. Didn't see much in either one of those. Campesca pits has a lot of buffalo in it right now, as well as some common carp, but not much for game fish. Figures, just a few bullheads, and that was about it, a few northern pike. And then we wrapped up the Grass Lake survey. Walleye numbers, like I said last week, it looked really good. People should take advantage of those walleyes right now. Before that lake gets too weedy, hopefully they can get most of their boats in. And what, you know, it's kind of a shallow lake, but I think the access has probably got enough water where most boats can launch right now.
Well, thank you, Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks. Well, now we head out to Lake Oahe. Chuck Krause out of the Whitlock Bay area. And as far as fishing, is it the bite was way up north as it got a little bit closer to the Whitlock area?
Yeah, it has, Don. They kind of started a little bit last weekend. In fact, probably the highlight of our weekend was an 11-pounder that was caught, weighed in over at West Whitlock. A little bit more activity. Yesterday I was out for just till noon, and there was probably 15, 20 rigs at the boat landing. So people have started fishing, you know, a little bit closer between here in Dodge Draw area, and some success. Some guys doing, you know, close to a limit or a limit, and some still having, you know, some difficulties finding them. But one thing is for sure, the fish are up pretty shallow right now.
Are the smallmouth right in the same areas as the walleyes?
Yes, they are, and there's also catfish. We had a 10-pound cat yesterday. So you don't know what you're going to get. It might be a smallie, it might be a cat, might be a walleye.
As far as water temp?
Yesterday, before dinner time, we were up in that 64, 65 degree. Of course, we had zero wind, so it's probably a kind of a false reading because it's just surface water. But it's definitely, with these high 80-degree temps that we're getting, it's definitely starting to warm up.
And before you go, Chuck, what's your best color or type of jig and rig? What are the two things you're using?
Yeah, yesterday we pitched chartreuse jigs up in shallow, and then we also did bottom bouncers with just a plain hook, no bead or nothing on it, and both produced fish. The trick is when you're dragging is trying to get up in shallow enough, and when you don't have any wind, you get that, your water clarity is pretty clean, so it's kind of tough to get over the top of them, so I'd recommend casting is probably going to be a little bit better route.
Chuck Krause out of the Whitlock Bay area, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.